Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This five-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in coastal Maine.
I'm your host, Wilson Hames. This time on Climate and Community, we are returning from a break, bringing you insight from a local business that is striving to decarbonize their coffee roasting process, and serve as a model to others in the coffee retail industry who are interested in doing the same.
Hi, my name is Maggie Iannuzzi. I own Precipice Coffee and we're located in downtown Ellsworth.
I sat down with Maggie to discuss how she and her husband, Bill, have designed their business to reduce the negative impacts associated with the standard coffee roasting process.
I discovered this coffee roaster called the Bellwether. It's fully electric powered. And it has no vents. So it's a closed loop system where the hot air is recycled and made cold inside the machine. Once we got our roaster delivered, I was like, we need to have this powered by solar. I mean, this is such an amazing opportunity to minimize our footprint as a business.
While this machine has helped Maggie and Bill keep well over 100,000 pounds of carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere in the past 4 years, Maggie also recognizes that coffee isn't exactly a low-impact product.
With coffee, there's so many factors that are uncontrollable, primarily that you cannot source coffee locally. The beans themselves, they have to be imported. A lot come from Central America and South America, which are closer, but a lot come from all over the world.
Besides where coffee is grown, the industry is also dominated by gas power roasting technology, which Bellwether reports is responsible for 41 billion pounds of carbon dioxide emissions each year. These emissions are contributing to the changing climatic conditions that are, in turn, jeopardizing the growing season and conditions necessary for the coffee plant.
Coffee is very particular, just like many crops are.
Coffee typically needs a temperature range of 70 to 80 degrees Fahrenheit and 60 to 80 inches of precipitation each year, followed by 2 to 3 months of dry season. In warmer conditions, the fruit can ripen too quickly, yielding compromised coffee beans. Variation in the precipitation also impacts coffee's typical growing regions, reducing the areas it can be cultivated successfully throughout Central and South America.
The climate is definitely something that is very concerning for me in the long-term life of the coffee industry.
Coffee's future growing conditions and viability is unknown. However, nearly every country where coffee grows has already begun to experience adverse effects from climate change. Precipice Coffee wants to do what they can to contribute to the sustainability of the industry.
I do have very strong values, and I do think that living in such a community-driven place has emboldened my beliefs. The curtain has been pulled in front of our eyes and tied at the seam. I try my best every day to minimize my impact on the environmental component, but the human component as well.
Maggie and Bill seek to provide ethically sourced coffee that is prepared in a way that reduces their contribution to the changing climate that is jeopardizing the well-being of communities near and far.
There's so many factors to the coffee industry that are out of my control. So we produce our own energy. We have an 11 kilowatt solar array on the shop. Typically, 10 months out of the year, we produce more power than we need. And so we do end up banking energy credits that help us this time of year, but in the summer we're burning and turning, creating energy, which is amazing.
Maggie and Bill hope they can help demystify new systems and technology that are essential in transitioning towards a more sustainable future. Their story illuminates that no matter your passion, you can be a leader on innovative climate solutions in your community.
This has been Climate and Community with a Climate to Thrive, Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Thanks for listening.